This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Studio together. It's a wonderful word, isn't it? Studio. S-T-U-D-I-O.
I thought you were going to say together.
Together. Like together
is a good word, too.
Yeah.
T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R. Together, wherever we go. Oh, yes, happy holidays. 12 days of Christmas. We have a fabulous contest coming up, which I don't know anything about, but I'll be happy to let Victoria explain what's going on. There will be nothing fake about the contest, nothing fake about the prizes, nothing fake about Jennifer Horn, who's here, even though she sounds like this.
I know. I apologize. Oh,
are you feeling a little better?
I feel a little better. I just sounded. I'm coughing so much, but man, geez.
I'll bring you something for that when I see you.
Well, I'm sure Doug's tweet, his very first tweet was dedicated to you.
So sweet, yeah.
Really? That first tweet. All right, so I have to do that. I got to learn how to post pictures myself, because when I'm in Israel next week, there'll be lots of pictures about lots of things going on that I'll want to share. But the first picture is me on a tractor on Saturday afternoon. A tractor that was up on the... I had bought this tractor 5 or 6 years ago, and I brought it because the clutch was no good. I brought it to the tractor guy, who's my friend, and has been sitting on the hill for 5 years because he's never gotten to it. So I just decided to bring it home and have our guys here work on it. So we put two batteries in this thing, and it, remember, it hadn't run for 5.5 years. Put the batteries in it, turned it over. Man, that thing fired.
Did it purr like a kitten?
Ah, it was wonderful. Except it couldn't put it in any, it couldn't put in any forward gear because the clutches go. So I had to back it up down the hill and back it onto my truck. But we have a picture of that, and it's kind of a nice, it's a, kind of a black and white picture of the experience. So there's nothing...
Of Doug breaking traffic rules.
Yeah. There's no traffic in this neck of the woods. There's not much traffic around. So Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and I are preparing for Christmas with our contest. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio, which has been nuked. Be happy to stay on the air as long as we can.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, right. It's the new studio time. Okay, so let's talk about fake news. There's a fellow who's 18 years old in Macedonia who apparently is an example of how people are making money publishing lies. Thousands of articles that are... This guy, Dimitri, 18 years old, has earned $60,000 in the past 6 months, making more than his parents, coming up with fake news on social media that's sponsored. It's just kind of amazing when you think about sponsored fake news. And then wow. I began to think about what fake news really is. And I'm reminded of the Weekly World News that used to be on the newsstands every week. Headline from the Weekly World News. Let's see if I can see. It's, June 5th, 1986. Weekly World News, 12 U.S. senators are space aliens. And it lists all of the senators, including Alan Simpson. I'm looking, I can recognize some. And John Glenn was from outer space. Bill Cohen from Maine, from outer space, including America's destiny being shaped by entities who are not even human, say experts. And then some of the sub-stories in the U.S. Weekly World News. Inside Miracle Girl heals the sick with a touch of her hand. And then Dracula's skull found. And then college student killed by arm wrestling machine.
Is Bat Boy in there too? Wasn't
Shocking
Bat Boy
convention.
A big...
Yeah,
it's always a good one.
There's a picture of Bill Clinton shaking hands with an alien on the front cover of this edition of this. Let's see, I found a couple of more. If you want to Google weekly news, weekly world news, here's another one. Rush Limbaugh meets with space aliens. And it shows a picture of Limbaugh shaking hands with people from outer space. And then the headline, subheadline is, extraterrestrials urge talk show host to run for president in 1996. And then, let's see here. Oh, there's a reader's poll that took place in that edition of the Weekly World News. But this was something that was on the newsstands every week. And then there's another one. I saw a an old... this was the National Examiner, the story about JonBenet murder suspect writing a confession. In other words, what they're telling you is that, they found the person who murdered JonBenet Ramsey, and this was his written confession, and a picture of this guy was on the cover. Nothing ever came.
That was probably very believable, if that was, as far as fake news goes. Yeah.
Okay. And then above that, the headline is Kirk Douglas... deathbed tell-all. Well, Kirk Douglas just celebrated his 100th birthday last Friday. So
it might have been off on that.
It may have been off.
What year was this again?
This is 1991, I think, or somewhere in there.
A little
the Hollywood
off.
Examiner. So anyway, I'm troubled by the fake news, but there's two examples of newspapers that made tons of money, tons of dough, with fake news. So is this, what's the difference between that fake news and the fake news that we're talking about now? Hillary's starting a, she had a sex ring going out of a pizza parlor? How is that any more ridiculous than,
That should go well.
Well, but I mean, how is that any more ridiculous or any more sane than these other things that came from the Weekly World News? Instead of, those newspapers are out of business because the Internet put them out of business. So now the Internet is the source of fake news. I see the big deal.
I think it's funny that everybody's like all upset about fake news when everybody is responsible for generating fake news. I mean... have all said their thing. I mean, I know Hillary last week was in front of in front of the Capitol talking about fake news. I mean, she's the one that said she was taking bullets in a helicopter. I mean, Brian Williams, who we look at as like this beacon of journalism, made stuff up for fake. That's fake news. I mean, everybody's doing it. It's just the responsibility's on us now to decide what we're going to believe and what's right. I mean.
End of the day, I think fake news a lot of the time is just people's opinion on something, whether it's fact or not, and it's up to us to actually look at it and be like, huh, is this real or not? It's, you know, it's about using common sense and not just believing everything that you see or hear.
I completely believe the story.
The pizza place, though, I mean, that's, you know, then it gets into, you know, Pizzagate.
Oh, okay. So I believe, by the way, the story that the aliens asked Rush Limbaugh to run for president. That's certainly
probably
true. Yeah, absolutely true. All right, so anyway.
I mean, there's some truth in everything, don't forget.
Well, what, that Limbaugh had presidential aspirations? I think there are. I think he does or did have national political aspirations, but, and I don't know this, I'm not saying that I ever heard this out of his mouth, but there were people that I knew who were some of his advisors who were asked about that time in the 90s, when he was early 2000, late 90s, when he was at the height of his fame and fortune, there was reason to believe that he was thinking about running for high political office, and he had lots of friends and still does. He plays golf with Newt Gingrich all the time and many other operatives in the Republican Party, and they were trying to convince him to run for office. Much the same as they've tried to convince Sean Hannity to run.
I was going
to
say, you and I were in the room together when we were chatting with Sean Hannity about running for president. Remember that?
Right. Yeah. And I believe, I don't think he'll run for president, but I think he'll run for, I think as soon as his kids are out of school, matter of fact, I think you can pretty much count on this, he'll move to Florida and run for the Senate there sooner or later.
You can believe that there's a linking factor here when it comes to any of those things, and that's a gigantic ego.
Right. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Huge egos.
So, you know, anybody, love them or hate them, they've got good, healthy egos, and it takes a good, healthy ego to run.
I don't know this. This is me speculating. I know how much money Sean makes, and I know how much money Rush makes, Rush makes twice as much as Sean. And Sean's, I think, what did we see in Forbes? $29 million he made last year. And, you know, there's nothing to sneeze at there. So why would you give that up to be a politician? And Jennifer just gave you the answer. It's all about your ego. Which, after you've made, so let's say Sean's got $300-400 million in the bank. Limbaugh's got, has to have, with what he's been making, close to $1 billion. He's got a net worth, it's got to be close to $1 billion. So at that point, why do you, you don't need to do what you were doing to make the money, unless that really is your passion. In terms of Limbaugh, I believe everything that he says. When he re-upped last year, he could have done any number of things to make himself more money. He could have done what Howard Stern did and didn't go to Sirius and pick himself up for 3 or 4 years, the same kind of dough that he was making under the last contract with the Premier. But he chose not to do that because he loves the radio, and he thinks the radio is where his fans are, and I think he's right. Not that his fans wouldn't go to Sirius, but the attrition rate, Howard
why had, penalize them, right?
Yeah, and he doesn't want to penalize them. He thinks that they are the reason for his success, and hello, duh, they are. He's successful because he's good, but you got to find an audience, and you have to cultivate that audience, and he has done that over the years, and Sean has too, but Sean, I think, does have more interest in politics and serving that way. And, you know, everybody's different. I don't see anybody else on the horizon that's a, what's his face from Minnesota who went on and did some talk radio after he was, why can I not remember his name? The guy from Saturday Night Live.
Al Franken.
Franken. Has done quite a credible job as a senator from Minnesota. He's and he wouldn't have gotten there if he hadn't had the base to run. Not his notoriety from SNL didn't serve him. It was being on the radio that served him. And Mike Pence, the same thing, by the way. Pence started doing a single show on a small station in Indiana, and then it was good, and it got distributed around the state of Indiana with, I think, his express purpose of running for office. He ran for Congress. And then he ran for governor, right? Wasn't he in Congress for three terms before he ran
Congress,
for governor?
He was in Congress,
yeah. Yeah, right. So, and there's a radio story. But anyway, the reason I'm telling you the story about Limbaugh running for president is because a number of Republicans urged him and pushed him and prodded him and goaded him. And he finally said, look, guys, my love is being on the radio. I don't really love, I'll help you, but I don't love the world of politics, which I think Sean does. So, anyway, that's my observation. 19 past the hour with DJV.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 12/24/16. See Staples associate for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Switching to the CVS pharmacy at Target can make life a little easier. They'll fill your prescriptions while you shop, then text you when they're ready. Using the CVS pharmacy app, you can pick up prescriptions fast. Just scan, grab, and go. Plus, you can order refills with just a tap. Moving your prescriptions to the CVS pharmacy at Target only takes a few minutes, so go ahead, switch to Easy. Visit a CVS pharmacist at Target today.
Paid
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We go through our list of the top popular holiday songs from Billboard magazine. One of the ways we're approaching this music, various lists here and there, picking and choosing. Next week, we'll have our own, all of our music, our favorite music, Victoria's and Jennifer's and Kara's and mine. I'll remind you now, and through the course of the week, I'm going to be doing this program next week from
Israel, Doug.
The Holy... No, I was going to say the Holy Land.
Oh,
I will be...
I thought you forgot.
Huh?
I thought you forgot.
No. No, I was just thinking of putting it into more powerful perspective. The Holy Land. My end will be... I'll be in Israel Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. And on Thursday, my pal Uri will co-host for a while. So, anyway, the Christmas Eve music from Sarajevo, which got a lot of attention from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I've forgotten what year that was. Though I don't remember. Not some of the years are important for some of these because they're all over the place. But
isn't it like the 90s?
Yeah, it was, I think, 94, 95, somewhere in there. I think you're right, Victoria. All right, so anyway, that's our Christmas tribute in the music segment of this hour of the program. Now time to pay some attention to Alan Jackson, Victoria, and Jennifer.
That September day, I'll see y'all.
Announced that he's going to have a Honky Tonk Highway tour next year. Didn't he? Wasn't that what it was called this year?
He was on tour this year. I can't remember the name of it, but he's still got it. He just is one of those guys, kind of. I mean, Garth has reinvigorated himself, and there's lots of energy, but Alan just goes out there with his guitar and his band and just plays, solid plays.
Sincerity.
He's very much like George Strait, where they just go out there. It's not a lot of flash, and they just go.
Sing. Yeah, well, that's what people come for. They don't come to see Madonna dancing around. They come to hear her sing, but it's a big show. A lot of these shows now are more show than they are music. So they've announced a dozen dates next year. Additional stops are going to be added in the coming weeks. And I guess joining him will be Leanne Womack. You like her, right?
I do.
She just released a surprising recording of this song. This is her new Christmas song, Leanne Womack.
Oh, come ye to
It's interesting that you made that comment that you did, Jennifer, about him just being someone who's a musician. He plays. He's very highly, he's very, very highly thought of. Country music events, people look for him because he's the real McCoy, apparently.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of the country that's out right now sounds very poppy, and if you want something that's just typical, good, solid country music, Alan Jackson, like, doesn't mess around with that.
This is the song that he broke into country music 25 years ago here in the real world. Crack this up for a second, can't we?
Because when hearts get broke.
Yeah, that's real just...
What a piece of trivia about the song.
Yes.
Way, way, way back when the real world was just getting started, season number 2 was in Venice, and there was a guy who was trying to be a country star, John Brannon, I think was his name. I can't believe I remember that. And he actually performed this song at a big country club in L.A. on the last episode of the show, and it was called The Real World.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. This tour he's just finished also featured Lauren Elena from American Idol. They wrapped up in Fargo. So she's big country, too, or she's a big up-and-comer?
I mean, as far as American Idol's more recent class of winners, she's definitely the one that's had the most success in country. I mean, obviously, Carrie Underwood and, you know, the early class is definitely killing it. But she's good. She's a good, solid singer. I mean, I don't know how much she stands out. I hate to say that. She hasn't found her way yet, but she's good.
Yeah. Jackson has 12 number one studio albums since 1992. That's quite an accomplishment. Good for him. 28 past the hour.
Do not versus do. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a subtle but profound difference between living your life by what to do versus what not to do. Do nots have their place as much as the do's. But the do nots concentrate on the negative, where the do's concentrate on the positive. Sure, there are lots of things we probably shouldn't do, but it's also extremely wise to focus on the things that you should do. In either case, in life, it's definitely important to understand the difference between the two fundamental philosophies. And it's important to understand how each influences you. Do take time to understand that. For something else great to do, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with football legend Ray Lewis.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
Many farmers have been required to place all buildings as much as 50 feet or more from the edge of their property. We can all understand why potential issues with neighbors lead to such rules in the first place. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we might see them differently. We might realize that the best farm practices often mean putting buildings at the edge of the property, not in the middle. That would also preserve the most open space for us all to enjoy. Every farmer in America understands that, but convincing regulators and politicians is another matter. That's one reason America's founders decided to leave ordinary people free to govern themselves.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym. Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water?
Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes I do.
Hi.
Hi.
You ready to say hi?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So John Kennedy is back in politics.
It's like a flashback headline,
right,
isn't it?
I know. He's back from the dead, only this time he's a Republican. John Kennedy won the Louisiana runoff election, giving the GOP a 52 majority in the Senate. He beats a guy named Foster Campbell. What a great name.
That's
that
a great name. He should be in the news biz.
Yeah.
Foster Campbell
Foster
reporting.
Foster Campbell reporting, yes. You and I had both the same thought. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, the DJV crowd, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington with some good news. Humans made a mess of the outer core of our planet. A couple of hundred miles up is a mess. We've left behind 100 million pieces of space junk since we first started going into space in 1957. Can you imagine that? 100 million pieces of junk is circulating the planet. So the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency has launched an aircraft called Kunitori, which they hope we're going to collect some of that space debris. This is a test, but here's how they say it will work. There's a magnet, huge magnet about 6 football fields long. It's going to be released from the ship when it gets up there. And then the energy this tether creates will slow down space junk enough that it will fall back to Earth and burn up in the atmosphere. That's the idea. I would have thought some of it would stick to it if it's a big magnet, right?
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's also on a mission to deliver supplies to the International Space Station when it goes up there. The space debris portion of the mission will happen, obviously, after it leaves the space station. I think a little problem if they huck their magnet onto that thing. But the space junk is going around the planet the same as all the other stuff that goes around. It's all between 18,000 miles per hour, so it takes about an hour and a half to get around the planet, all this stuff. And it's very risky. You've seen some of these movies, that movie that George Clooney and Sandra Bullock was in. I never even remember what it's called. It was
Jennifer. Oh, I never saw
Gravity.
It, but I knew
it was so
Gravity.
Good.
Yeah. Gravity.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
very good. Yeah, it was very good.
I liked
good.
It.
And then there was another movie about stuff crashing into the space station. That hasn't happened to the space station, but there's a lot of other stuff that has been impacted. The smaller pieces that are floating around up there are very dangerous. The people that go outside the space station or used to get outside of the space shuttle and do those extra, what do they call it, extra something vehicular activity outside,
mm-hmm.
they can get whacked
they
over
get
the
hit
head
with
at
it.
Any
yeah.
moment
yeah.
with all that crap. So anyway, and then the Europeans say they're planning another mission, just like this one for the, 2023 looks like. It'll use a giant net to capture debris and burn it up in the atmosphere instead of using a magnet. But
what I don't understand about humans is that somehow we think that stuff just disappears. And look, right. I'm guilty of it. Like, before I have a party, I throw stuff in a closet. But then when I open the closet, everything's still there and I have to deal with it. Yeah. Same thing happens when we throw stuff in the ocean or up in outer space. Like, it just doesn't magically disappear. It just stays there for a while. It's so
right.
gross.
Yeah. All right, let's see. What else is good? This is a sort of
start
good...
Start lighting things on fire.
Burn everything. That's
yeah,
what I do here on the farm.
It's got to be good for the air.
We
sure.
use everything here. We burn... We've got a garage that we're putting together to work on equipment and stuff over the winter, and we'll burn wood from things that we have torn down over the year. We save it all, stack it up, cut it up in pieces, and we burn it in the furnace through the course of the winter. Same as having a fire in your fireplace at home. Nothing goes to... that's the problem. We're such a wasteful society. My God, we'd throw so much stuff away because it's encouraged. Look, it's cheaper to buy a new phone than to fix the old one. I was in a Brookstone store. Man, I went to the mall on Saturday night. Woo! What a nightmare it was. I'm telling you. And more, though, and I don't mean this to sound the wrong way, I went in there, I had 4 things to get, and I had them on my mind, and I had no idea how expensive they were. I just knew that I had to go get them. And so by the time I'm done, in 40 minutes, I dropped $1,000. And, you know, you look around the malls, and you see how expensive some of this stuff, you know, they all have sales, blah, blah, blah. Baloney. There's a lot of, and these guys at the kiosks, they're grabbing everything. You can go by, they're ready to grab you and pull you in so you can buy their face cream or their wallets or whatever it is that people are doing. They're just spending money. I was in a toy store to buy something for Miles, and the people in there, there was a new kind of some kind of toy that everybody knew about. I didn't know about it. But it was like $250.
Hatchimals or something?
I don't know.
Hatchimals are the craze this year.
You
know I don't even know
is?
Exactly what they are, but yeah. apparently they're the thing.
My God.
Toy anyway. Stores, I think, of all the types of retail at Christmas, it's
yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah, markup city.
Because yeah. parents are mad when they have to go there.
Yes.
It's not
it
the kids.
Out.
I mean, you yeah. expect the kids to be a little crazy at a toy store, but parents get angry.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. It spoils the whole meaning of the season. I'm there. People, I went over to these. There are a couple of ladies who were working for charity to wrap presents. And so I brought these things over and had them wrap them. And the ladies, I was talking to them, they were just sweet ladies who have been doing it for years and years and years. They go and donate their time. Spend 3 or 4 hours a night there wrapping presents. They give the money to a local cancer charity here in the Boston
area.
That's
very sweet. What a great thing to do.
Oh, it's
very
sweet.
I
like that.
Yeah.
And they do a fabulous. I mean, there's been an art to wrapping presents. I've gotten presents from you, Jennifer, that were wrapped perfectly.
By other people? Or?
No, no, by
no, I love wrapping gifts. No.
Oh, from Jennifer. Yeah. Oh, I thought he's... Okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can give wraps. Gifts. I mean, nothing any wraps.
I'm just kidding. Cute. Meredith is great at wrapping.
Hey, look, your gifts come in envelopes mostly, Dougie. So
yeah, I'm an envelope guy for the most part, although this year I've done a few different things. But anyway, the point is that if this past weekend was any indicator of how the stores, the retail business is going, they're all going to have a pretty good Christmas. This place, which is the biggest mall west of Boston, and I think it's 114 stores in this place, it just the traffic on Saturday, it was what I had come back from. I went out to New York Friday night to deliver a tractor, and I came back, and I got home about 6, and I just changed my clothes and went down to the mall. So I was there for a couple of hours, and just the number of people bumping in to each other. But
did
I didn't see
any fun, though? I mean, there's something kind of fun about going to the mall at the holiday time.
You know the best part of it, Jennifer? I felt good because I got done what I wanted. Oftentimes you go and you can't find what you want.
Right.
I had to go from store to store to find a couple of things I was looking for.
So did we get a sneak peek of what Miles might be getting from Grandpa Dougie?
Yeah, I'll bring some stuff. He was so funny. Last night they took off. They're going to England. Or they've gone to England. They're there by now. Megan called me from the airport while we were just fixing dinner. And I could hear Miles in the background because he's now 2 years old in 10 days. And he's now speaking. Everything is a word. A month words for everything.
So
and
good.
So I could hear him because I just see him the way he juggles. He sort of. He runs fast to everything. And so I could hear Megan's telling me, you know, they're waiting to get on the plane. And she's taught him the word plane, and he's running around in the waiting area. Plane! I could hear him on the phone. Plane! Plane! And then, fly! Fly! Yeah. So, anyway, it's cute stuff. All right, was I doing good?
They're doing a good job with him getting him used to traveling.
He'll be a great traveler.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was good. They went with him last year to England, and he was only, I think, 6 months old when he went. And, yeah, he slept through it. But this is the first trip he can remember. So it's good. And Megan gave me the rundown. Okay, Dad, it's a 787. What should we know about that plane? It's the newest plane Boeing has. Very comfortable plane. Where are you sitting? She said, we're sitting in front of the bulkhead in the last section. And I said, that'd be great. Plenty of room. You can stretch out. You can change him if he needs to be changed, you know, all that stuff. Because they always put in the front, in the back of the plane, in the front seats, they always have those changing tables. And I think they put families in there purposefully who have children. Because who wants to watch in the the other seats you change the diaper?
Oh.
Yeah, you go into the... Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot to consider when you're traveling with
a lot. Isn't
there is. Yeah.
Life changes.
Yeah. But I'm sure he'll be a great traveler because he's so curious and people will love him. He's very fortunate. He's just a very affable kid. Jennifer, have you even met him? I don't know.
No, I'm very upset about this.
All right, so we'll take care of that.
Yeah.
He's just a character. He really is. All right, so I didn't finish my good news, but let me do one other good news story. This is kind of a good news, not so good news thing. The Senate has passed a short-term spending bill to fund the government through April. So now there's not going to be a shutdown. I guess that's it. Because if it hadn't been passed, the government would have shut down on Saturday. Huh. 22 Democrats and one independent, Bernie Sanders, voted against the spending bill, which I found that very kind of interesting. There was a discussion of the plight of retired coal miners and their widows who the health plans that they had lapsed at the end of the year. So the government bill, there was a fight about it. It will extend those benefits for 4 months, and that's not enough, but they're hoping that Donald Trump, who supports coal country, will put more heat on the Republicans. And that'll remain to be seen. But the reason I bring it up is because everything's politics now. Everything. It's hard to do anything without it having some political consideration for some group, some idea. Okay, pass the spending bill. Oh, not until you take care of the minors. And taking care of the minors, but
right.
It's interesting the way they tied the whole thing up. Wow. All right, 46 past the hour on DJV.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of unlimited with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Enjoy unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data starting at $20 per month per line for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. It's the best price for unlimited. You'll never have to worry about running out of data or surprise overage charges again. All on a network that is within 1% reliability of Verizon and AT&T and is better than T-Mobile. So go ahead, watch all your favorite holiday movies and download all your favorite cookie recipes. Don't let a 1% difference limit your freedom. Live unlimited. Dash to a Sprint store, Sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Includes lines 3 through 5 free until 131.18 after pay additional $30 per month per line. Prices with auto pay coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phones. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Limited for video up to 480p. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and games up to 2 megabits per second. Prohibited network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Ever find yourself caught up in a vivid memory of an event that you later realize, with confusion, didn't really happen the way you thought it did? There's some research out today by psychologists that suggest you are not alone if that goes on with you. It has happened with me any number of times. The study demonstrated that about half of us will come to believe a fictional event occurred if they're told about that event and then repeatedly imagine it happening. 400 people participating in this study. I'm interested in this because it sort of fits in that discussion of fake news, where people begin to believe stuff. I believe if something is repeated often enough, no matter what it is, you'll begin to believe it. Fox News. We report, you decide. Yeah. Fair and balanced. I always pick on those two because it's so obviously bunkum. But people believe it. And it's been, Ailes was a genius at it. A lot of people have been very good. The more you reinforce something like that, the more people begin to believe it, even if it isn't true. Which I find a fascinating part of humanity, isn't it? 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, 53 and change past the hour. In-flight phone calls. If you think your trips are annoying now because the seats are too close together and you have people sitting next to you that have horrible BO, wait until you get into this story that Victoria has in just a moment. Technology, always changing. And most people haven't bought a new car in 11 years. Did you know that? Most people haven't bought a new car in 11 years. Lots has changed in that time. So here's a report from Rick Rogers on the technology you need to be looking for in the new car that you're going to buy.
Automotive technology has continued to get more and more advanced in recent years. Brian Moody, the executive editor at Auto Trader, has some of the must-have automotive technology for 2017.
There's a couple of must-have technologies coming up. One of them is Apple CarPlay, and there's also Android Auto, depending on what kind of phone you use. That integrates your phone's controls into the car's screen seamlessly. There's also adaptive cruise control and forward collision alert, which will keep your car's set speed on the highway and match the speed of the car ahead of you.
And when buying a new car, Moody suggests
one of the key features is the Bluetooth connectivity. You want to make sure that you pair your phone to the car as part of the test drive and make sure it has the kind of parking camera that you can easily adjust to, either just from the rear or from the rear and the front. You need to find those things out when you're at the dealership.
For more information on next year's technology, go to autotrader.com/must-have-tech. Now you're in the know from Auto Trader.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, 56 past the hour. So, those of you who are flying this week, be happy this is not in the planes yet. But regulators are suggesting that they're considering allowing you to bring your phone with you and to use your phone using Wi-Fi. So, by the way, I want to get into the technology of this, Victoria, but I will tell you that the only reason, you know, all this fake, you're talking about fake news, this baloney about you have to shut all the electrical stuff off before the plane takes off.
Because God forbid, you might actually, they act like you're going to be controlling the plane,
It is nonsense to the nth degree, just complete and utter nonsense. And it all came out of shutting off the phones because they didn't want you to use your phone on the plane. They wanted you to use the, remember the old days?
Those airphones,
Airphones with $5 a minute or something.
I actually used one time. Have you ever used one, Dougie?
Yeah, I did use one. I used to actually use them quite often.
Oh, you were one of those guys?
Yeah, I was one of those guys. and it was annoying, I'm sure, to people around me. And I always found it annoying when other people used them. All right, so Victoria, what's the story?
Well, it turns out we may all be very annoyed with this new thing. The U.S. Aviation, the U.S. Department of Transportation said it's actually going to take some surveys now about do people really want to be able to use their cell phones over the Wi-Fi system so you can make phone calls. And I mean, some people instantly say, yes, this is a great idea, and then when you take a step back and you think about it more, it might be convenient for you if you need to do some business, but then think about all of the phone calls you're going to be hearing. And so it raises a little bit of safety concerns as well. You know, there's no privacy, obviously, and, you know, NSA stuff, like who's actually listening to your phone calls. So it's, I don't know, it's...
Well,
would anyone here want to have this?
I just don't want to listen to somebody listen to BS with their wife or their boss or whatever it is. Most of the, I remember one circumstance where the guy was on a plane with me. We were on the ground. He was so damn loud and obnoxious. I wanted to, at best, tell him where to go. But these people that are so selfish and don't pay. I was in the FedEx store sending some stuff on Thursday, and this woman's in there at the top of her lungs talking to some friend of hers in Boca Raton about a box she's going to send. Meanwhile, the line's out the door, and she's BSing with this woman, holding everybody else up. I looked at her, and I almost said, lady, do you realize how selfish you are? And then, but she got the grumbling from everybody else. But this was 4 or 5 minutes. She just stood there while the guy's waiting to check her package out and send it. And she doesn't know the address of this woman, so she calls her, and then she talks about what was going on with her Uncle Bob. How do people get to be so clueless?
Well, we don't. I think we don't want this on airplanes. I think
we need the time to rest. Flying's already stressful enough. Just chill out.
It is. I just want to watch the box. I want to watch that.
That's called a TV.
Entertainment box, whatever.
The entertainment box.
The
box. Called a TV.
59.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.